Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at Why Your AI Gives Different Answers to the Same Question by Brett Allegray Wood. If you've ever felt like your AI tool is being inconsistent, this one's going to clear a lot up.
That moment Brett describes at the start, a business owner asks his AI the same question twice, gets two different answers, and immediately thinks the tool is broken. I'd bet that's happened to almost everyone.
And Brett says it's the number one reason good AI projects stall. Not the technology, the mismatch in the owner's head between what they expected and what these tools actually do.
So walk me through the difference. What's actually going on?
Most software we've trusted for decades is deterministic. You open a spreadsheet, type a formula, you get a number. Same number tomorrow, same machine, different machine. A tax table, a calculator, same input, same output, every time.
And we've built four decades of business systems on that assumption. Invoices, payroll, banking, stock control. We trust them because they don't surprise us.
Then you meet an AI and that expectation breaks, because a large language model works differently. At its core, it predicts the next word. It looks at everything so far, works out a range of likely next words, each with a probability, and picks from that range.
So by design, it can go down a slightly different path each time.
There's even a setting called temperature that controls how adventurous the pick is. Turn it down, and the model leans towards the single most likely word. Turn it up, and it wanders more. But even at low settings, the same question can take a different route.
Brett makes a point I liked. A human does exactly the same thing. Ask someone to write the same email twice, and you get two versions. Neither is wrong.
That's the reframe. The broken reaction is understandable. Every reliable tool a business owner has ever used was deterministic. So when AI varies, the old instinct fires. But you're holding a judgment tool to the standard of a spreadsheet.
So where does variation work in your favor, and where does it bite you?
For anything that never had one right answer to begin with, variation is fine. Drafting a reply, summarizing a long thread, turning rough notes into something readable. For all of that, a good answer within a sensible range beats a rigid one. This is where AI augments your people best. It takes the first pass and frees them for the actual judgment.
But there are places where the variation causes real problems.
Brett lists four. Testing. You can't write a test that says the answer must be this exact sentence. Compliance and audit. Someone asks you to prove the system does the same thing every time, and you can't. And the customer one is subtle. Two customers ask the same thing, get two different replies, and one of them notices. Exactly. And reproducibility. You need to recreate a result from 3 months ago, and the exact wording is gone. None of those mean AI is unfit for the job. They mean that part of the job needs a boundary around it.
So how do you actually build the business around that?
Brett calls it deterministic guardrails around a probabilistic core. Four moves. First, pin what must be pinned. Set temperature to zero for anything that should barely move, and ask for a fixed structured format. Second, check the output with ordinary code before it does anything.
So the AI drafts, the code checks.
Right. The code confirms the total adds up, the date is valid, the category is one of five allowed values. Third, keep exact sums out of the model entirely. Do the arithmetic in code. Let the AI write the friendly covering note around it. Fourth, keep a human on anything that's hard to undo.
And he gives a really simple sorting question for any task you're thinking of handing to AI.
One question. Does this need one exact repeatable answer or a good answer within a range? An invoice total. Deterministic code owns it. A reply to a complaint, AI drafts it, a person sends it. Pulling a key clause from a contract, AI finds it, code confirms it's there, and flags it for a human if it's unsure.
I think that question alone would save a lot of people a lot of frustration.
The owners who get value from AI, Brett says, make one mental move. They stop trying to control every output. They start constraining the range of outputs and verifying what matters.
My one thing this week? Take two or three tasks you're already using AI for and run that question on them. Which ones have you been judging by the wrong standard?
Mine is to pick one task where the output needs to be exact and actually put a code check around it. The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth doing.